Okay, so there's obviously an issue by Rebbe Yemotze on chametz or sa'or. We basically don't have any sa'or nowadays, but it doesn't mean the sa'or you buy in the store yeast, it's not sa'or, it's chemicals. But unless people, probably in the hilltops, they still have sa'or. Avri has sa'or. He makes challah with sa'or, his wife does. It's mekazayis. Now, pachas mekazayis, there's a chiyuv biur. And it's complicated, but I mean, it's not really complicated because you have to have be mevayer less than a kazayis also. So some say min ha-toira because of chatzishir also min ha-toira. And everybody, and then there's sedodim, we learned it in the minchas chinuch shir, rather, that there's no issa chatzishir on bali roya for kazayis, but certainly it's chayav v'bir midirabonon at the very least because of yochlenu. So it's a chayav v'bir midirabonon. Now, even pirurim katanim, which the Gemara seems to say are batli me'elov, but they might very well be chayav v'bir midirabonon if there's something a person might eat. We're not talking about if it's dirty. Not if it's dirty, but if it's... It could be pirurim in a pocket. You know, you stash some cookies from the smorgasbord or from the dessert. You stash them in your pocket. You don't want your wife to see, so you put them in your pocket. And then you have pirurim in your pocket that are quite edible. You know, they're gishmak. They still have that gishmak taste. So even pirurim katanim, about which the Gemara says, botel me'elav, that you don't have to go be mevatel them, but they still very well might be a chiyav bir midirabbanan. Now, pochos mikazayis, that's dirty, which is maybe most of the time the case. If it's on the floor, it's about to get dirty. It's about to be stepped on. Even if right now it's not dirty yet technically, but it's certainly omei to be nidras on. So pochos mikazayis, that's mixed with dirt, you know, something that's you wouldn't eat, plain and poshut. Crumbs maybe in a closet, maybe yeah, maybe not. You have to know the metzius if it's mixed with dust and dirt in the corners. So there's no chiyuv bir on that. If it's less than a kazayis and something that's matunuf katsas, then there's no chiyuv bir. Which really, well, okay, so I'm saying when you look for chametz, so let's say a person's is going away for Pesach. He doesn't have to worry about other issues of chametz or Pesach mamashu, which might be a problem. But he's going away. So the truth is it should be relatively easy. It's not that hard to check your whole house for chametz, clean your whole house for chametz. If you say you need a kazayis of chametz, I'm not talking about the closets, whether you should sell the crackers or not. That's a different issue. I'm talking about to clean the house, to clean the drawers. So usually if it's less than a kazayis, it'll be dirty, usually. And then there's not even a chiyuv bir. So either it's bottle me'elov if it's pirurim, or you'll be mevatel it when you make bittel chametz, but there's no chiyuv bir. So again, that's the point of tonight. Less than a kazayis, that's metunuf. Now, less than a kazayis, and even pirurim, has at least a chiyuv bir midirabbanan because of shemiyov la'ochlo. If there isn't a shemiyov la'ochlo because it's matunuf ktsas, which is if it's dirty or mixed with dirt, obviously, or even on the floor, so then there's no chiyuv bir. What about a kazayis? Kazayis is really bal yirah, bal yimotze. If it's roi l'achilas kelev or roi l'achilas adam, you're not dealing with shemiyov la'ochlo. You're dealing with bal yiroa. So then already you have to be mevayer. But less than a kazayis if it's dirty. So since the consensus seems to be that there's no issur chatzishir midiraisa, so it's only a question of shemiyov la'ochlo. So therefore you don't have to be mevayer. Less than a kazayis matunuf. Or on the floor where it's about to become a tunuf. Okay. Any specific questions? Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm not local, I'm in Yerushalayim. Okay. Okay, we're up to the Chovas HaLevavos, Shayich HaMaisa Perakei. We're going through a whole bunch of different pituyim of the Yetzer. It's very hard, there's no Hemshech here. It's been so long. So I'll just pick up from where we're up to. And if you remember, Boy Chazer, very Kedai, it's Shayich HaMaisa Perakei, goes through different pituyim of the Yetzer. V'chasha Yisiyai, Shayetzer Mipitoscha, remember, you have two categories, one in Ikri Amuna, one in Everyday Anhaga. And he says, and if the Yetzirah gives up on this, he tries something else. Arrogance, so he's going to explain what that will can do to a person, how he will encourage a person to act. Now, it's going to sound very extreme, but it's not as... It's not so rare. People, you might, it's a certain type of person. The Yomar, this is what he says. Again, it sounds outlandish, but you don't know what people say to themselves, believe them. For he got the Lamailos Hagadolos, Shigiu Alein Achasidim, Vastigim, Bemunos Levadchol, Masecha, Shlem, Babodos Alekim. You're pretty good. You know, you're good. You're from Hashem. You do things right. And you're a special person, the royal chas, so you can't mix with the riff-riff, and you have to show that you look down on people if they do averus, and you can't befriend them in any way, and you have to constantly give them musar, v'tizka ro'oseyim, utfarsem ro'alavavam, v'tachlimeim, and this is all under the guise of tochach, obviously. V'sochichem alzeh, couches it in very firm terms. This is not even meaning Nevi'im. You'll be like the Nevi'im who Mamish went around giving most of the cloud yourself. Talk about Beis HaMikdash, it was destroyed because of their averus. At least they'll be embarrassed, they'll do tshuva. But you have to answer him, you have to realize the trap he's setting for you. Vim Toshival of the Zeh. Now he says something very modern. Very, very modern. Tomar lo, Ech emas v'achlim, how can I embarrass or look down upon mi sheineni yodeya en yoni levavo umatzpunu lelokim? I don't really know his connection with Hashem. Vimu kenira mimenu nemos. To me, he looks disgusting. He has spiked orange hair, maybe a belly ring, whatever, tattoos. But Efshu Shein Matzpunu Kenereyo, I can't read his mind. And you never know, you know, he might have gotten up in the morning and said Moda Ani. Maybe he didn't even put on tefillin. But maybe he said Moda Ani and he really meant it and he had kavona. You don't know his Chavos HaLevavos. That's what Chavos HaLevavos is saying. So you can't judge him. Of course, you're not going to tell your child to make him into your role model, his role model. You're not going to tell him, copy this guy with the spiked orange hair and the nose ring and don't put on tefillin. He's not going to be a role model. He's not acting correctly. But you can't look down on the person because you don't know what he's been through. You don't know what his nisyonos are. You don't know where he's holding. You don't know what his thoughts are. You don't know anything about him. All you see is the chitzonius. V'manaviim hechlimu v'ochichu b'nei dorom. The Naviim went around embarrassing people and speaking very strongly to them. Hashem told them to. Hashem knows what. Also b'shus abori. So yamashkif alavavam v'roa matzpunam. Avolein koach achmosi. I don't have the ability to read minds. So again, it's not talking about approving of the way he's acting. And if you can give proper tochacha, of course he's always supposed to give proper tochacha, if you know how. But he's talking about what he said, to look down and to be moes in them and to talk against them and to embarrass them with no purpose, just, you know, because I can't read minds. V'shema matzpun hanimas be'enai tov migiluyer harbe. B'shem matzpun animas be'enai tov migilui harbe. Maybe. Oh, what I think is his matzpun, because I'm looking at the chitzonius, is really better than the impression he gives from his gilui, from what's seen. Ve'neni yodea bo. I don't know. V'ulai matzpuno tov mishaliyetz labori. I'm very firm. I do a lot of good deeds, but maybe my kishkes, my matzpun, is not so good. Maybe I don't really think about Hashem at all. Maybe I don't really have emuna, bitachon, whatever. I don't know. And this guy doesn't mean he's acting correctly. That's a mistake people make. They make that leap. Doesn't mean he's acting incorrectly, but it means you shouldn't. What we call judgmental. That's what he's very modern. The Chazal loves. He's being, don't be judgmental. You don't know anything about him. So don't be judgmental of the person. You can be judgmental of his actions. He's certainly not acting the way a Jew is supposed to act. But you can't be judgmental of him. That's what you should tell the Yetzirah. And, okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. He keeps going. He keeps talking about this.